We're continuing our interview with Mrs. Posner. We're going to pick up when she came back to her hometown from Odessa and what happened. You were about 18 years old now.
Yes.
And so who was in the house? Just your mother and your father?
My father without the head of the father.
He had died? What did he die of? What happened to him?
He had an operation. He was only 54 years old.
Yeah.
He had an operation. And then it was a terrible thing. The noise was told to give him a syringe of oil, a little oil. And she made a mistake and gave him a real
sedative? She gave him a lot. Oh.
Water.
Like an enema.
An enema.
So.
And it's bottom and it left for few hours.
Oh, how could anybody be so stupid? How could a nurse do something?
So we didn't have a ready father.
So then how did your mother support herself? How did she?
It seems like he left a little bit of money. We had our own house.
Mm-hmm.
Now half of the house was rented.
See.
And the children was already
big and around.
The second brother, the youngest, was already also in Israel. He went in the army and he came back, and then we called him again. He didn't want to go in again to the army. So he went, it wasn't a lot of it, but for a half year he was on the way until he became there. So I was alone, only myself, with my mother. So my brother from Israel sent a visa for me with him. We should come in Israel. So meanwhile, I went to my sister in. And then he introduced me with my husband. And I became a caller with him.
Did you like him right away?
Yes, he was. We went out a couple of times and we were sitting, they were sleeping and we were sitting about a whole night talking. And then when...
Mrs. Posner, did he come from a Lubavitch family? Was he Lubavitch when you met him?
Lubavitch, my brother-in-law was the dean of the yeshiva.
Brother. This is Rabbi Posner's brother you're talking about.
No, her brother.
Oh, your sister's.
My sister's husband.
Was the dean of the Lubavitch.
But I didn't like him, but he was so smart.
Yeah.
He was
wonderful.
He was brilliant. He was the dean of the yeshiva.
Okay, and this was a Lubavitch yeshiva?
Okay. Of course, the same rabbi, the same yeshiva, the same everything.
Mm-hmm.
So he was sent away. It is sent them to make more boys religious. When I was staying with my sister for a while, then I came home.
What kind of a family did Rabbi Posner come from? How many brothers and sisters did he have?
His father went with the family in America, in the United States.
Mm-hmm.
Then he went by himself, and the family was still in Russia. He wasn't, then they wanted to bring the family. He didn't like it. He didn't like here. The father didn't like here. So he went back and he stayed there, and then they killed him there. The terrorist was inside time of the war, after the war. So he went from on a little boat, they stopped the boat, and eight people were Jews. The rest were Christian. They all threw him in the water. My husband was standing on the side from the
on the shore,
and wait for 3 days until the body came up to bury him. So we
were there. Brothers and sisters? Did he have other children?
He was the oldest. There was another two brothers and another sister. Then when we came in that I'll come to it. Then it became mixed up.
Okay. All right, well, you were talking about when Rabbi Posner went to out for the Rebbe to make other boys religious, and you were home.
Yeah, with my sister. It was Pesach. We went to make shmure matzah, shmure matzah for the Rebbe.
Yeah, that means matzah that has been watched continuously. Yeah,
by hand, made by hand. And he went away. But they was looking for... They used to catch, they wasn't allowed to have us a yeshiva at that time. It was allowed for older people to sit alone. For young people to learn, it wasn't allowed to. One day they found out that they have here a yeshiva. So one of the yeshivas arrested.
Mm-hmm.
So I had to go to the Rebbe to tell what kind of telegram it was. It's so complicated, everything. I was there for a little while, and then I went home, and we decided that we should go in. Before, I didn't want to go in Israel. We wanted to stay here. But after his father was killed. It was between our engagement and the wedding. He was killed, so we decided we should go in Israel. But he didn't have
a visa,
didn't have a passport because he wasn't listed any place because he wasn't allowed to sit in line. He was learning. Not so
he didn't have papers. He was.
He didn't have any papers. Mm-hmm. He didn't have a passport. He didn't have anything. There was a law that every house has a book on every person who lives in this house is.
You have to register.
Registered in that book that goes to the. So I came home, and I told them to come to us in our city. We had our own home and our own book.
Mm-hmm.
And I put them in his book. When I went out to look for, I should get a passport for him. When I came there, I should be able to bring him there. If he wouldn't have a passport, again, it wouldn't help the visa. So they asked me, who is he? Show me something, where we live, what he did all the time. Don't have anything. He doesn't have anything what to show. So I used to go out from one office to another office. I used to stay in the middle of the street, and I didn't want to go home with nothing. A whole summer, I did that. A whole summer, I didn't stop to go. Everyone looked left for me. Maybe he killed somebody. Maybe he raped somebody. Maybe. Who is he? I was thinking about it. Then I came in the wrong place. And it was a young commissar, young boy. I says to him, look, I'll tell you the truth. My groom is very religious. I'm a religious girl. He's a religious boy. United States, Russia wouldn't get anything from us. We cannot get anything from Russia, or Russia can get anything from us. Let us go in Israel. I have there my family, my mother is going there, but I need a passport. He doesn't have a passport because he was learning all his time and he couldn't get a passport. And I don't know what made him. He says, all right, I'll make for you a passport. People then thought that something is wrong with me. I was to talk to people what I'm doing. How can you even ask such things? He gave me the passport, but until now, when I remind myself, sometime in the middle of the night, I cannot sleep anymore. When he gave me the passport, he says to me, will you send me Yuzhnye Frukty from Saudi Fruits?
Mm-hmm.
I'm ashamed to say myself. I was so exhausted already, I didn't feel myself what I'm talking. I said, Postraiza Bitsivas. Понимаете русский?
No, but she said, I'm not going to send you anything, huh?
No, I said, I'll come out, I'll try to forget you.
Oh my goodness.
I didn't, him, I meant, forget everything.
Mm-hmm.
But he looked at me, he smiled. He could take the passport and just stare into it too. When I'm reminding myself now, whenever, wherever I'm thinking, I cannot get it myself. How can I tell him such thing? That man, once he says to me, bring him at least. I want to take a look at him. I give him a poison, a passport, and I don't see him.
Yeah, how did he know he existed?
Yeah, right. That he said, oh, he was walking the same clothes like he wears now, and except he had a little beard. Now he has a white beard, now he has a little black beard. When he went by there, and there was sitting, I said, look, you see here, we have a room with young girls. What do you want? Everyone should left from my room. Just bring it. On that time, even on the other side of the street, I said, take a look on there. But I wouldn't bring him here.
I don't understand how he didn't want to talk to him and say, who are you, what's your name, to get all the
information. This I gave him everything.
But to make sure that there really was a person that...
Until now, I cannot believe I...
It was a miracle.
I'll tell you why. We have medical salad. That was his father, the wife's the previous Rebbe.
Yeah.
He gave us the broche. We would never be able to get it.
You mean to leave?
To leave this Russia. So we begin to work. And every time my friends thought I out of my mind. Mm-hmm. A whole summer, it wasn't one day, a whole summer I worked on it. Until I got that man. But I think I told his mother the story.
Mrs. Posner, what was the Rebbe like? What was the name of the Rebbe you went to see? And what was it like when you went in to visit him to ask him for the bracha?
I didn't. My husband, the Rabbi Schneerson, it's also Rabbi Schneerson.
Oh,
everything what we did, we didn't do ourselves anything. Whatever he did, whatever we had to do, we asked, should we do this or that? Yes, it was to do.
Okay, now this Rebbe in New York, your husband knew him in Russia. They went to school together, and you knew him too.
Yeah, sure. I didn't know him so well. I didn't saw him all the time. I didn't talk to him. But, he lived since from it. He wasn't 13 years old until he got married. He was with them.
Oh, he lived with them?
He did not lived. He learned.
He learned with
he
him.
Learned
okay.
By them in yeshiva. Who is
did,
it?
Oh, what
for brother people?
Yeah, explain exactly what the concept of a Rebbe, a tzaddik. What there's the Bava Rebbe. There are all kinds of Rebbes,
yes.
But the Lubavitcher Rebbe seems to be
different.
Special. And what is there about
him? The difference between them is that the most of the religious people. Looking up only for the very learned ones.
Mm-hmm.
Lubavitch sucht plainer Menschen.
Mm-hmm.
Und sie kämen, to learn them, to educate them, they should understand what means to be a Jew.
All right, in other words, the other rabbis elevated the Torah scholars.
I don't know what the other rabbis are doing. I know what Lubavitch. Lubavitch is they said that every Jew has the same soul.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a big tzaddik or a big learned man
or
a small learned man. It is the same
thing.
The same soul.
Pintel-a-yid.
The soul is the same, but one is intelligent, one is learned, one is learned. So you have to elevate him.
Mm-hmm.
You have to learn him. You have to bring him up higher. But as a Jew, the same Jew.
When did the Rebbe come from Russia? When did they leave Russia?
They leave from Russia after the Second World War.
So what happened to them during the war? I mean,
they were what they?
Yeah, I thought.
Because the previous Rebbe from
mm-hmm.
he was arrested, and then the whole world got, and they took him out from the prison. And they send them in Warsaw.
Warsaw, Poland.
In Poland.
Mm-hmm.
And then, after the Second World War...
So was he in the ghetto in Poland? Was in Warsaw? Was he in the Warsaw ghetto during the war?
During the war, they were in Russia.
They were in Russia.
And then after they arrested them.
Who arrested him, the Russians or the Germans? Russians. Why did the Russians arrest him?
Because they weren't allowed to learn.
And the Germans didn't get him, I guess, because people kept, he kept
going
running to the east.
Running
to the east.
The German came there. My sister got killed there with the whole family, Sosi.
How did they get her?
He went together with the Rebbe in Poland. But the Rebbe came out, and they couldn't go out, so they got killed.
She have children?
Sure. She got three girls and a boy. They all got killed.
That's a shame.
But when he came here, when the Rebbe came, the previous Rebbe,
his father-in-law,
also named Schneerson, the same name.
Also, they related.
Cousin.
Also, Schneerson. When he came here, when we came here in Russia, he came here also as a guest, the Rebbe. And he used to take in only men for his. Then once, my brother-in-law came with him. Sosi's husband came with him as a guest, they came. So he called up that way, I didn't tell you how I get married in Israel.
I was thinking now I'm going to go back and ask that you had the passport in your hand, how did you get out and when did you go?
But we wanted to know about the idea of the Rebbe, because that's new. Not everybody understands how you listen to the Rebbe.
When we still before I got in Odessa, my brother was in Lubavitch all the time. My mother used to go to him and came back. And we know that whatever we have to do, but that time it was hard to ask everything because he was in a one city. But the son was there. My mother used to go once in a while to see him. He used to come once in 2 years. Then he came back already and he got married. And when it came up, I got I got engaged. That's right. I had to make the passport for him. So I with my mother went to Israel.
Without Rabbi Posner.
Without him.
Mm-hmm.
Well, how long he has a passport? So I let him.
Oh, but he needed the visa.
Oh, now he needed the visa. So I came to my brother, and I asked him to send him a visa.
Were you worried leaving him?
No.
You didn't worry that something would go wrong?
Worried for what?
That maybe something with the official papers or that
That time everything was minutes. You couldn't think what you're doing, whatever it got. So he wasn't too anxious already to... he was thinking, what are you going to do in Israel? A boy like him never worked. And he tried to convince me maybe I would find somebody. I told him, my dear brother, Chabadim Gifregt went to Noem home. I didn't ask Ben to make my arrangements, and I didn't ask you Ben to get married. Just bring him here.
Good for you.
And he did. Took 1 year. I was there for a whole year myself.
Oh, yeah.
Now, how long had you known him in Russia? How long did you and Rabbi Posner know each other?
I know him not too long, but I went to his family. I went to his... when I saw it, I knew his father very well. He was a wonderful man. Wonderful man, his father was. Then I came in a wonderful family, nice family, Jewish people, good people. And also they looked at me, I don't know.
They liked you?
Seems like you look different. To tell me, you look different from the others. Something in me is something different than the others. because I realized I was different. Even with my best friends, they were, I was what I am. I didn't look what the others are. You know what I mean? I had my own way to look on things. And I wait when he came, so he drove away, went to the Voikers and put himself in order to go Voik. The Voik played that time, Voik was like the stones, because it wasn't machines to make the streets. It wasn't machines, but by your hands, you have to not. You used to sit on a big pile of stones. With a big telescope, mm-hmm. open. So once comes over a boy to him and looks and run away. On the second day, he comes over again and says, "Akai, you are down today." I says, what I make you to down today? He says, he comes from Poland. And the organization for design, he took a minute and he came also here. When he was a religious boy, he came here and went in a kibbutz. And there mm-hmm. they all, for him, they made him crazy, they throw away his cedar on the day. He stopped. Yesterday, he says, he went on the car and went by and saw just a young man, with a telescope, with a bear, with a big telescope, Max, stops, and he's not afraid of anyone. So he didn't believe it, so he went down and take a look. Yeah, that's what he's not afraid to see there. So I'll be afraid for them to dump. I'll dump.
You see, he was always an example. Model, an example.
Yeah. And there was another thing very interesting. It was days work, it wasn't every day work, 2 days a week. But we didn't have any children yet, and I was with my brother. My brother was like this, when I know that he's not too interesting, so I said, I made up my mind that when we get married, I wouldn't eat one meal of my brother's, I eat myself, because he wants me to get somebody else, and he doesn't like too much, so I don't want it. So I wait until we went in Balfouria, when he went in Tel Aviv, so we went in Haifa, and we put I went to a rabbi. Went in the Welsham on Friday, and we went to Shul to daven. So I went upstairs, and I went downstairs. And he was davening downstairs, and I was davening upstairs. So I was davening because I was crying, because I can't wait. So a lady comes over to me. She says, "You just came up from the boat." I says, "No, I'm just going on a boat." You know what I mean? So we made a hoopy, and we came home. That was our way.
Was your mother there too?
No, mother wasn't. She couldn't go. For that reason. Oh, my brother. Yeah, we did that in a time when my brother went in Tel Aviv.
Oh, so you got married without him?
Yeah,
ooh,
without
him. Boy, I wouldn't want to cross you.
Because he said that they don't have two rosh. What's the rosh to make a wedding? And he just got married. He's the oldest in the mm-hmm. family. I'm the baby. He was just married. He was not a young man. And here I'm in a hurry. What I'm in a hurry? But he didn't have a place where to stay. To stay together with a Kalein, you're not allowed to.
Yeah.
No, together, tell him, I said, give him a make him. So I said, that's not your business. Mm-hmm. What? How are we going to be? So I tell him like this. The place where we live is something unbelievable. To the place where the kettle standing, we put
like a barn, or
the cows and
the barnyard.
To it, we put
a room. They added on
just on two
added walls.
Walls and
yeah,
put.
My brother didn't have too much more that time. Then we got married, and that was our wedding. The rabbi took him, my rabbi took me, and brought to the nice thing. I had already a white before we left Russia. I had already a white dress
for the wedding.
I brought here, I hanged up, and my brother at that time also lived in a tzrif.
A bunk.
Mm-hmm. So I hanged up on the wall, covered up in something. When I had to go to the wedding, I took off mice.
Ah, the poor dress.
I didn't mind. I put on any dress.
When you were living with your brother,
yeah,
and Rabbi Posner came over, where did he stay?
Oh, that's what I said.
Until you got married. Until you got married.
It was in the same place we were, but it was to be.
Oh, you made that.
So
that's why she wanted to.
So
make
my mother said, "Hot hasene und dann kann ich Thomas."
And your mother stayed with your brother too.
Yeah, my mother was also with us.
Now, why wasn't she at the wedding?
What?
Why wasn't your mother?
No. She couldn't go. She didn't feel good.
She didn't feel well.
She was an older person. She couldn't go.
Did she like Israel? Was she happy there?
Oh, she loved.
Mm-hmm.
She loved
she
Israel.
Loved Israel.
She loved Israel. When we went away, then Gavi went away. So it was. I took boys which worked there and make for them lunches. So we had already lunch. And he asked for work, and he had once a week, twice a week, but he gave them as much as he could. Once he comes back and says, "Tomorrow I have a good day's work, where it pays good." Well, very good. Till 2 hours later comes our neighbor who lives right after us and says, "They changed it. Do you have to go in this place?" And gives them the place where it's making very little. "Or you have to give me your place where you have to go tomorrow." He says, "Why?" He says, "That's what he said." But he felt bad about it. But he didn't. In the evening, we went to take the money. He says to the man, "I never complained, but once you give me a good day or so, why you took away from me?"
Mm-hmm.
He says, "I took away from you." He says, "Yes," he told me. He says, "There he's standing. Bring him here. I'll give you pay to him. You pay to him, and he's pay to you." My husband looks around. Boys are standing and looking. So he says, I should ashamed a man so much. I don't want to give me the little money given away. You know what I mean?
I understand exactly. Your husband is a mensch.
People would make fun of him.
Yeah, but the other fellow was. But the other fellow stole. Okay. The money wasn't as important as the
other
man's.
Not to shame a human being. It makes me cry.
Things like then another interesting thing was in our house, in my place where we lived, it wasn't water. It wasn't anything.
Mm.
Well, outside was a faucet of water, and there was a table, and we would wash the dishes outside. And mud is like this there in Israel. So muddy, the time
yeah,
of the...
when the rains.
And the rains. So I was standing, and I was always singing. Whatever I did, I was singing. I was always working, and I was always singing. So I was standing, washing the dishes, things, and singing. A young woman also got married not long, but she married a man who has a house with everything. She goes for my "Look, my style, the place for the cows, is nicer than your house. And I'm not singing, what is
it?" So what did you say to her?
So I says, "It's a big thing to go in a palace of a krimte."
Oh.
And it was my singing wasn't made. I made myself to sing.
It came from inside.
I wasn't upset by the living. I look on that and that's it's something was go through. I have to go through that.
Mm-hmm.
I never was thinking that's my life. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That it was hard or
whatever hard things I had. So it's something we have to go through.
Mm-hmm.
It's not my life. My life is later. Yeah. Later.
Well,
so I took it. Then I was ready to have a baby. So the baby, so it's not, here is not a place more to stay. Meanwhile, in Israel, it was a yeshiva at that time also, Lubavitcher.
Hmm.
And they find out they found out that my husband is like our chalutz, stands, goes, works with the chalutzim.
Mm-hmm. So they like sent, a pioneer.
They sent to Rebbe. And the Rebbe sent back a letter.